With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. A Montana researcher says colleges and universities nationwide aren't doing a very good job at giving students information about preventing and responding to sexual assault. Jennifer Scroggins, an associate professor at Montana State University, says schools appear fearful for their reputations.
You don't want people to think, right, we're a rape school. We're a school where rape happens. But this is a problem for every school. Having a button on your front page or of your website or not having it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So I think we need to, if we want to actually be a safe place for students and we want to educate people, then we need to step up and say, look, this happens, we acknowledge this happens, but we want to stop it from happening anymore.
Scroggins' work is being presented today at the Not in Our State Sexual Assault Summit at the University of Montana. For the last 6 months, she's been looking at what kind of information schools provide students online about sexual assault.
So what I and a colleague, and actually I have a student working on this research with me as well, did is we got a list, we developed a list of every single college and university in the U.S., and then we drew a random sample, just a representative sample of schools so that we can compare, you know, it's not just schools in Montana. We're looking at schools throughout the U.S. And what we did is we go to these websites and we think, okay, I've just been sexually assaulted or I know somebody who's just been sexually assaulted. Where am I going to go to try to find information?
Scroggins first looked at a school's main webpage.
Most schools aren't even putting on their front page anything about if you have been sexually assaulted, maybe click here to report it to get some help, anything.
When someone is sexually assaulted or wants to learn more about sexual assault, Scroggins says they tend to want something simple to help them understand what's going on. That kind of simple information can be hard to find.
And what we're finding just nationwide is, although many schools have some information about sexual assault, some just focus on policies saying, hey, you know, here we don't consider sexual assault appropriate at our school, so don't do it. I mean, summer is basically that. Many schools will say, if you're assaulted, call 911 or contact the campus police. But a lot of these results are buried. So if someone has just been assaulted or knows someone who has, they would have to, it's kind of like doing research to write a paper. They would have to sift through an awful lot of information to find out what to do.
Scroggins used the search functions on school websites, typing in rape, assault, date rape, things like that. At some, results came up blank. She says that was pretty discouraging.
But we're looking, if information does come up, where does it come up? Because just like a Google search, sometimes you're not going to sift through, I don't know, 4 pages of information to find out what you should do if you've been assaulted.
Most of her search results found pretty general, not so helpful information about sexual assault that was directed almost exclusively toward women. Information on men being sexually assaulted was almost non-existent. The information would say something along the lines of, when you're going out, stay with your friends, and don't drink too much. Scroggins says the information she saw really put the emphasis on stopping sexual assault with the people who may be assaulted.
Rather than saying, here, look, at this school, we don't tolerate sexual assault. Here's what we will do if someone claims they're sexually assaulted. Here's how we will treat the person who is accused of sexual assault. They're not putting that information. They're saying, well, ladies, you're the ones who are going to be raped, so here's the couple things you can focus on. And even then, it's really hard to find that information.
Scroggins says the secrecy, shame, and ignorance around sexual assault needs to end. And that's not going to happen unless people in schools start talking about it. She says schools have only recently started providing any information online about sexual assault. So it's still unclear if there's a connection between the number of assaults at any given school and the kind of information they provide. Scroggins has looked at about 200 schools so far. She says those in Montana rake about in the middle of terms of providing useful information on sexual assault.
Because being in the middle meant you may have had some information, but it was very difficult to access, or it was limited amount of information. So people who wanted to be more informed about this couldn't be in, even if they wanted to. So being in the middle wasn't great, but that's where we were.
The undergraduate student who helped Scroggins with this research, Carissa Sorensen, will be speaking at the Not in Our State Summit on Sexual Assault at the University of Montana today at 1 in the afternoon. Her talk will focus on Montana schools. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.